Ever get that feeling? You know that feeling, like the real story, it's always happening backstage, right? Behind the curtain. Well, today we are pulling back that curtain. We're talking retro gaming expos, specifically CGE,
CGE.
the Classic Gaming Expo, yeah. But this isn't just a trip down memory lane.
Oh, okay. So what's the story then? What's the deep dive this time?
This is 2014. CGE, it's on the ropes. Attendance is down. They're competing with this, well, powerhouse event, PRGE.
Right, PRGE. Yeah, the Portland Retro Gaming Expo. Huge. CGE always had its diehards, but.
Diehards, exactly. Passionate fans, they kept it alive. But it was always kind of this underdog story, always changing locations, never quite hitting the big time. And that's where our source material comes in, right? Smoke and Mirrors, The Rise and Fall of a Serial Antipreneur. Catchy title, huh?
Serial antipreneur. Okay, I'm intrigued, but what is that? Some kind of business book?
Well, not exactly. It's this unpublished manuscript, but juicy stuff, believe me. Chapter 7, that's our focus. It throws us right into the drama of CGE 2014. And you've got to hear about this guy. Scott, CGE superfan, right? Decides to take matters into his own hands, books the Riviera Hotel for the event, no hesitation.
Wow, hold on. Just like that, the Riviera. That's a bold move. But what about the original CGE folks, the founders?
Ah, see, that's where the real story unfolds. John, Joe, Sean, the guys who started it all, letting go, not exactly their strong suit.
I can imagine. So you've got this power struggle brewing, the old guard versus the new blood.
You got it. But it's more than that, you know? It's about passion, community, and yeah, maybe a little bit of ego thrown in for good measure. Scott, he brings in this team, the Retro Gaming Roundup Crew. They're all about taking CGE to the next level. Bigger venues, more vendors, new features, the works.
Ambitious. So are we talking a hostile takeover here, or?
Well, let's just say the original owners weren't exactly rolling out the red carpet. They drag their feet on press releases, create these roadblocks, you know the kind. And then there's Mike.
Mike. Who's Mike?
Mike, aka so-called Mike. Initially, he's all in on CGE, super enthusiastic. But here's the catch. He's also knee-deep in Retro Magazine. And, well, his priorities, let's just say they weren't always aligned with the team's.
Oh, I see. A bit of a loose cannon then.
That's putting it mildly. The manuscript paints this hilarious picture of the team trying to wrangle Mike, this guy who's supposed to be recruiting vendors, but keeps disappearing to his magazine's booth. It's classic.
Sounds like my kind of chaos.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how these things happen. One minute you're passionate about something, the next you're caught in this whirlwind of personalities and deadlines.
Tell me about it. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Wait till you hear about the union shenanigans they had to deal with.
Yeah.
So you've got this dedicated team, right? Working their tails off, mountains of work, deadlines looming. And oh, yeah, this underlying tension, you know, like a pressure cooker about to blow.
Yeah, the manuscript, it doesn't sugarcoat it. Just when Scott and the team, they think they've got a handle on things, bam, another curveball. Remember those unions we talked
Oh,
about?
yeah, those unions, they can be tough.
Tough. They saw CGE as their chance, right? To, well, let's just say they knew how to throw their weight around.
Okay, like what kind of curveballs are we talking about here?
Like last-minute demands, like crazy stuff they knew wasn't necessary, and the cost. Basic services, sky-high prices, the kind of thing that could bankrupt the whole event.
Oof. Yeah, that's stressful. Scott must have needed all his negotiating skills to deal with that.
You're telling me. The manuscript, it's almost funny, you know, the way they describe Scott's battles with these union guys, but also kind of terrifying because one wrong move, CGE's sunk.
So he's walking a tightrope, trying to keep everyone happy, but also keep the event afloat.
Exactly. And this is where his business sense, it really shines through. Scott, he recognizes the union's got leverage, right? But he's not going to be pushed around. He's smart, uses the hotel's interest to his advantage.
Oh, I see. So he's playing chess, not checkers.
Totally. Reminding the hotel, hey, a successful CGE, it
Yeah.
benefits everyone. But that wasn't even the biggest drama.
Wait, there's more. I thought the unions were the final boss.
Oh, we're just getting started. Remember those online gaming communities? Passionate, a little intense sometimes. Well, CGE 2014 had its own online drama, courtesy of Rudy Ferretti.
Rudy Ferretti. Okay, who was this guy?
Self-proclaimed best gamer in Nevada. And he was furious.
Furious about what?
He didn't get invited to CGE as a special guest. No VIP treatment for Rudy.
Ouch, yeah, that stings, but enough to get worked up about.
Oh, Rudy. He didn't just get worked up. This guy went full-on internet rage, ranting, raving, even made a website, all to badmouth CGE and one of the actual guests.
Whoa, okay. Talk about holding a grudge, right? Did he ever actually, you know, show up at CGE?
Oh, he showed up all right. when the online stuff didn't get him the attention he wanted, Rudy, he escalated things, started harassing the organizers directly, even called the hotel, pretending to be a concerned attendee, trying to stir up trouble.
Ugh, what a nightmare. So what did they do?
They had to make a tough call. Banned him from the event, the hotel, everything. It was a whole mess, but they had to, right? You can't let someone bully their way in and ruin it for everyone else.
No, absolutely not. Safety first, always. But wow, talk about stressful. Unions, online trolls, and yet CGE 2014, it's still considered one of the best ever. It makes you wonder how they managed to pull it off at all. It's mind-blowing, right? All that drama, all that stress, and they still managed to create something special.
It's a testament to their dedication, absolutely. But also to the power of a shared passion, you know? Think about it. Thousands of people coming together, celebrating this thing they love, retro gaming, reliving those memories, that sense of discovery.
It's like a time machine, but in a good way. And speaking of time machines, wasn't CGE 2014 the launch of that Intellivision flashback console?
That's right. Huge deal for CGE. Those early consoles, the Intellivision, they hold a special place for a lot of gamers. Yeah. So seeing it make a comeback, that was big.
And the story behind it, just as wild as the rest of CGE, right? Didn't the manuscript mention something about a last-minute scramble, a van full of consoles?
Oh, yeah, it's classic CGE. So they'd secured this amazing opportunity to launch the Intellivision flashback, but getting approval from AtGames, the company behind it, well, that was proving a little tricky.
Hold on, so they almost didn't get the green light. How did they manage to pull it off at the last minute?
Let's just say it involves some quick thinking, a signed cardboard sleeve acting as a makeshift contract, and, yeah, a van full of consoles driven right into the expo hall.
You're kidding. No way they just bypassed all the rules like that.
They did what they had to do. Sometimes a little improvisation, a lot of passion. That's all it takes, right?
Amazing. But even with all that success, CGE 2014, record attendance, the buzz, it still didn't have a fairy tale ending, did it?
Remember that tension we talked about, the original owners, the new team?
Yeah.
It all came to a head after the event.
They tried to take back control.
They acknowledged the success, sure. But they made it clear.
Yeah.
Any future Las Vegas Expo, new name, new organization.
Wow. So after all that work, Scott and the team, they were out.
It's tough, but yeah. It reminds you, even with shared passions, business is business. Sometimes letting go, even when it hurts, it's the only way forward.
It's a bittersweet story, isn't it? All that passion, all that drama makes you think about the events that shape our own lives, you know, and the people behind them.
Exactly. What are we willing to fight for? What kind of legacy do we want to leave behind? Just something to ponder until our next deep dive.